Christmas, happy Hanukkah, happy Kwanzaa, happy New Year. I'm so thrilled that you're here with me tonight on Authors on the Air. I'm your host, Pam Stack. We are proud to be part of the Authors on the Air Global Radio Network. Tonight is my last show of 2018, and I couldn't be more thrilled to be doing our 2018 Book of the Year Awards. This is the sixth year now that we've done this, and I think we have a lineup that's so impressive. But tonight, before we get started, I have a very, very special treat for you. A couple years ago at BoucherCon in North Carolina, I met the most amazing man. He had been an actor, a stand-up comic. He's a writer. He is just everything, kind of the Renaissance man. And I even met his daughter. It is my honor and my pleasure to welcome back to Authors on the Air my dear friend Danny Gardner. Hi, Danny. Welcome back.
Hi, Pam. I'm glad to be back.
Oh, I'm so glad you're here. Pardon me?
Yeah, thank you. I said I'm glad
you're
to be
welcome.
Here. Thank you for more depth of Christmas.
So, you know, Danny, you did something really special for me a couple of years ago. You wrote a little piece of flash fiction that has now gone down in the annals of Authors on the Air history. Is one of the most fun shows I've ever done. And it is by far my favorite piece of flash fiction. Before we go any further, I want to just mention that Danny's book, A Negro and an Ofe, has been received to major accolades around the world. And congratulations on that, Danny.
Thank you. Thank you for that. I appreciate that.
Okay, so.
All right.
You have something special you want to read to us to get everybody in the holly, holly, jolly Christmas spirit, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
Tell us where this came from. I want to hear what
you
prompted you to write this.
No, you did the first noir, you know, like the whole noir on the air thing.
Yep.
Know, the first step.
The noir
and
the radio.
You know, I need to, yeah, exactly. And, you know, I mean, at the time, it was just, you know, the lineup was filled with so many, you know, cats with heavy stuff on the page, man. And I wanted to do something that was funny. Because I think that flash fiction thrives much in the same space as a comedy bit. You know, you got to kind of hit it and quit it. And so 750 words can be a knockout punch if you do it right. And, you know, I'd like to think of it as bits. And so, you know, I wanted to give you something, you know, zippy, something interesting, something that pokes fun at the whole Christmas mythology and the whole notion of giving. And it never really costs anyone else to be a giver or a receiver. And that's not quite the case for our man, Devin. In the story I wrote, you being mischievous about Mrs. Kringle and Christmas. So, you know.
So
I mean, what's a gal
please,
to do when your husband's making toys?
Would you please do us the honor of reading Little Red Wagon?
I will. I will. Here she goes.
It's yours.
The afternoon heat made my little two-bedroom off the Cahuenga overpass feel more like Labor Day than the holidays. My new client preferred the cold, so I cranked my window unit air conditioner to high and hoped it'd be enough. It was the kind of seasonal confusion that made one question everything, like whether or not I should even take the meat. Then came a knock at the door. There she was, all shimmery and bright. I almost bowed. Mrs. Kringle, nobody calls me that south of the pole. She walked right in. I guess the Queen of Christmas didn't need an invitation. You, Devin? Well, who else would I be, honey? I'll take a pole. She undid her black belt, took off her velvet overcoat, and threw it at me. Then she opened her glittered clutch purse, fished out a smoke, and took it in her candy apple lips. Nobody has manners down where the sun shines all the time. I whipped out my torch, made it hot, and pointed her to my sofa. I imagine the pixie told you about me. She told me you like bourbon. She say I like it straight up, like my conversation, I walked in my kitchenette, grabbed a couple of glasses, and poured us both two fingers. When I got back with our drinks, I saw she had pulled up her red velvet skirt to show me a little leg. The getaway sticks were glorious. CrossFit, Pilates, whatever they did up there in the North Pole, she was working it. Gotta say, you're looking pretty good for someone over 300 years old. All that Christmas magic, I guess. She took off her horn-rimmed glasses and untied her silver hair. It fell into the perfect frame for her beautiful face. You know why I'm here? Yeah, I said. You want me to push a button on a guy? The guy, she said, as she lifted her glass to her lips. Or is that too big a button? My side of the track didn't. I hadn't been on the fat man's routine since 1977, when I got caught cheating on my states and capitals test. St. Nick was a hard screw, but laying him down for the dirt nap, that'll bring down the whole Christmas system, and I ain't Hindu. Want a hanky? She said, you're developing a bit of a pallor. So you want to put Santa in the ground, and all of Christmas with him. You're a piece of work, honey. Don't I know it. So, you in, or are you all wet? You know, you could just leave him. I signed the prenup, she said. I dangle, and I get buckus. Besides, he probably knows I'm here. I jumped from my seat and grabbed her arm. Have a good Yule, sister. Come on, Devin, you know the songs. He makes that list, he checks it twice. He's gonna find out I've been naughty. And then it's curtains. You gotta help me. You'll be all help, baby. That's Big Red we're talking about. You don't know what it's like, Devin. Sure, I bake the cookies, sing the carols, babysit the elves, but what do I get? I pulled away from her and stepped back 3 feet. And you've seen what he's done to the holidays. Black Friday, Small Business Saturday, Cyber Monday, Giving Tuesday. It's all him. He's a monster. Even Jesus wants him dead. Shall I call you a cab, or did you bring your reindeer? Listen, Devin, once he's gone, I get the whole Magilla. He's insured at Lloyd's. I can take care of you. No deal, toots. I don't need another lump of coal, I said as I opened the door. I've seen your letters. I froze. Her words hit like fists. Buck Rogers action figures, Hot Wheels sets. She pulled me toward her and teased me with feigned kisses. That little red wagon. Red, just like my lips. My stomach sank as I realized the old broad had my number. All I ever wanted was that wagon. It stayed in my dreams, haunted me. Maybe I was from the wrong zip code, or the fat bastard had a problem with my daddy being Jewish. Still, I kept my nose clean. I stayed out of trouble. I played the good boy, and all it got me was a stocking full of heartache. I wanted that wagon. I needed it. Maybe my life would have been different had I gotten it. The thought swam around in my brain like alphabet soup, spelling out schmuck over and over. Everything that puritanical hypocrite denied you, you can have it all. And you can have me, Devin. But the North Pole, it's a fortress. I got an elf on the inside. He can get you there. All you got to do is pull the trigger. After that, it's just the two of us dashing through the snow. She pulled me to the floor and showed me all her Christmas magic. We did the ho-ho-ho all night long. Man, screwing Miss Kringle just before killing Santa Claus. Oh, man, was I naughty. The naughtiest I'd ever been. I resolved to tell him just before I pulled the trigger, square in the eye, and tell him I stuck with his old lady. And he really should have brought me that goddamn wagon. Yeah.
Oh, my God. You know, Danny, no matter how many times I hear this story, I love it over and over again. Can we get some applause for Danny Gardner? Yay! All right, Danny.
I'd like to tip the Lord off to how devious I am just before Christmas.
There you go.
It's worked for me every year so far. Yes, Jesus. Yes,
thank you so much.
This is your
much.
Brother Danny. You're welcome. You're welcome. I hope
thank
everyone
you so
enjoyed
much,
the
my dear friend Danny Gardner. Please go to Danny's website, Danny Gardner, and also look for A Negro and an Oprah. You're going to love the book. Elliot Caprice is an amazing character, and we're waiting for the next one. Danny, you want to hang around?
Nah, you know what? I got shit to wrap. I'm sorry. Excuse my language. I got stuff to wrap for these brats.
Go wrap
gotta
your
go.
Stuff. All right, Santa. Thank you, Danny, for being
okay.
with us. Okay. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye,
bye Danny.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
So now we're in the meat of it. I want to tell you about our nominees for tonight for Book of the Year. The first one is my dear friend, Carolyn Brown, whom I've had the honor of meeting, and we've been friends for many, many years. Carolyn is a New York Times and USA best-selling author who was born in Texas and raised in southern Oklahoma. These days, she and Mr. B make their home in Davis, a small town of less than 3,000, where everyone knows what they're doing, what they're reading, and who they're doing too. The thing I love about Carolyn is she has a plaque that hangs on her wall that says, "I know the voices are not real, but they have such great ideas." She's quirky, she's funny. If you go to her website at carolynbrown.com, you're going to learn a lot more about her. Carolyn, welcome to Authors on the Air, and congratulations on your nomination.
Thank you. And I snorted while Danny was reading. I got so tickled.
Oh, I know. Danny is one of those that you really can't hardly go wrong with. Our next nominee is Peng Shepherd. Peng was born and raised in Phoenix, Arizona, where she rode horses and trained in classical ballet. She earned her MFA in creative writing from New York University and has lived around the world in Beijing, Kuala Lumpur, London, Los Angeles, Washington, D.C., and New York. Her first novel is called The Book of M. It is a spectacularly beautiful science fiction book. I wish that Peng was here. She is traveling around the world again. Congratulations, Peng, on being nominated. Our next author nominee is Jennifer Hillier. If you don't know Jennifer, you've been probably living under a rock someplace, because if you love thrillers, you'll know that this year there's not anyone whose book, Her book, Jar of Hearts, is not on their best of reading list. She's also the author of Creep, Freak, The Butcher, and Wonderland. She writes psychological thrillers. She is from Toronto, even though she spent some time in Seattle. More than that, she is a regular columnist at The Thrill Begins. Jennifer, welcome to Authors on the Air, and thank you so much for being here. And congratulations on all the accolades. You're absolutely welcome.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. Our next nominee for Book of the Year is Cole W. Williams. Cole is actually right now in Thailand, but her husband Brian is here. Cole was a guest on my show, and she's fascinating. She loves niche kiddo books. She has a biology background. She writes poetry for a purpose. She's an advocate for critical thinking and curiosity and creativity and inspiration for children. She's just amazing. Brian, thank you for being here on behalf of Cole, your wife.
No problem. Really honored to support her through this.
She's wonderful. Our next nominee for Book of the Year is Tina Sisetic, who writes under another pen name as well, and we're going to talk about that too. She writes in nonfiction, she writes in fiction, she writes history, she writes military, she writes spicier romance, she writes children's books, and I'm thrilled to have her as a colleague, as the host of your book garden. Tina, welcome to Authors on the Air, and congratulations on your nomination.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
And last but not least is my great friend and international bestselling author, Deborah Webb. Deborah has written more than 100 novels, kind of like Carolyn Brown. Her reader favorites are The Faces of Evil and the Colby Agency series. She's won the Romantic Times Career Achievement Award for Romantic Suspense, as well as numerous Reviewer's Choice Awards. She was the first recipient of the LA Banks Warrior Woman Award for her courage, strength, and grace in the face of adversity. She was also awarded the Distinguished Centennial Award for having achieved publication of her 100th novel. Deborah, I love you dearly. Thank you for being with me. And you just released another book, didn't you?
Always. I can't help myself, but thank you for having me. I'm so honored to be here, and you know I love you dearly.
I love you too. Interestingly enough, all of you are such prolific authors that are with me tonight. Peng wrote her debut novel, The Story of M, The Book of M. But, you know, I'm so glad that all of you are here. It seems only fitting that in this year of Me Too, that all of our finalists are all women. And far be it from me to mix politics with anything I do, but I am thrilled that our finalists, voted by our audience, are all here. Welcome, everyone. And now,
thank you.
A drum roll, please.
Thank you.
Here we go. Are we ready?
Ready.
We're ready.
Okay.
I'm holding
all right.
My breath.
All right. So the first award that we want to give out is for the Best Science Fiction Book of the Year, and that honor goes to Peng Shepherd. Congratulations, Peng. I wish that you would be with us. The Book of M is spectacular. It is about losing our memories, and I urge you to go and find Peng online on Amazon and all regular retailers, whether they're online or brick and mortar. Congratulations to Peng Shepherd, our Book of the Year winner in the science fiction category.
Yay.
Our next winner for Romance Book of the Year goes to Tina Susetic for Love with a Side of Crazy. Tina, congratulations. Your book was funny. It was heartfelt. It was endearing, and it had a message. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you so much. This is so cool.
You know, it's not very often that I will read a romance book that also talks about domestic violence, but also has a funny twist to it. And I want to tell you that most survivors I know still want to live their life out loud and be able to laugh regardless of what happens. So you had a stalker in your book. And when I read that book, I thought I was going to pee my pants. I'll just say it on international radio. Congratulations on such a beautiful book.
Thank you. Congratulations.
Are you there, Tina? Okay.
I'm here.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Our next category is for romantic suspense. Nobody I know writes better romantic suspense than the wonderful Deborah Webb. Deborah's been writing romantic suspense forever, it seems. I think you almost invented the genre, Deborah. It is my pleasure and my honor to offer you the award for best for your book, There Once Was a Child. It is a heartbreaking and uplifting novel. You tackle some really difficult subjects, child sexual assault, child abduction. Why this book, Deborah?
It just spoke to me. The idea came, and it was different from anything else I'd done, and I had to write it. It just needed to be written.
Yeah.
It was one of those things that you know.
Yeah.
It's just gotta be there. And it was I cried every time Even now, if I read it, I cry. It's hit me deep.
I bet it did. I bet it did. Congratulations on winning the Romantic Suspense Book of the Year. You so deserve it and
Thank
so
you.
Much more. You're welcome. This is the first year that we talk about women's fiction. Women's fiction is growing in leaps and bounds over the past few years. And I have to say that there is no one who writes it better than Carolyn Brown. Carolyn,
Thank
we'd
you.
Like to honor you with the award for Best Women's Fiction of the Year for the Sometimes Sisters. And I want to personally thank you for that book. All of your books mean so much to me, but what a magnificent, fabulous, wonderful book. Tell us where Sometimes Sisters came from.
From my heart. I had two sisters. One I never met because she was a half-sister and she died at 16 or 17 and I never met her. And my other sister died about 5 years ago while I was at RWA conference at the age of 60 in an instant death. And I just felt like I had to write something about sisters that needed to come back together, even after all the hardships they had been through and all of the troubles they had had, that they became, instead of sometimes sisters, they became all-time sisters. And it was just, it came from my heart.
It was a spectacular book. Even though my sister died at birth, I had three brothers, and it reminded me so much even of my relationships with my brothers, sometimes
mm-hmm.
fractured, sometimes very close. So it could have been the sometimes siblings too. And I want to congratulate you on being the absolute most fabulous women's fiction writer. I urge everyone go to carolynbrown.com and look at all the books this woman has written. They're so wonderful.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. Our next award goes for Best Children's Literature. Cole W. Williams wrote a book called Dr. Brainchild and Radar, A Popcorn Discovery. Cole is a woman who is steeped in science and biology and curiosity and paradigms, and she loves water and rivers. She wrote this book and came on my show as a guest and was so delightful. It is our pleasure at the Authors on the Air Network to award Cole W. Williams the Best Children's Book of the Year. Brian Williams, her husband, is here to accept that award. Brian, you must be very proud of Cole for all the work she's done.
Absolutely. Couldn't be prouder of her. She's a very beautiful and brilliant woman and is very deserving. She's worked very hard to put her thoughts into press, and I couldn't be happier to see it come out this way.
You know, it occurs to me, I read her book before I interviewed her
mm-hmm.
and then promptly sent the book over to my grandkids because my daughter is a teacher, and she was delighted to get that book. She read it to her whole class. So, even though the kids were a little bit younger, their first and second graders, she just loved to spark their interest in science and experimenting and being inspired and creative. So, please, when you speak to Cole, congratulate her, and that we're so honored that she's been a nominee and an awardee on this show.
Well, absolutely will I. Couldn't be happier to relay that message to her.
Thank you. Our final nominee tonight has been someone I've known for, I don't know, a few years now, right, Jen? Jennifer Hillier is one of the nicest, kindest, and actually kind of a very shy writer, which kind of fits the profile of author. She's very soft-spoken, but she writes really dark, really twisted people who do dark, twisted things. her psychological thriller, Jar of Hearts, has been on every single recommended and book of the year for 2018. She's an author with Minotaur Books. She also writes, is the author of Creep, Freak, The Butcher, and Wonderland, which are published by Gallery. Jennifer, we're so honored to award you with the Thriller Book of the Year.
That's amazing. I've never won anything. This is so great.
Well,
thank you so much.
You will be winning more. I have confidence that over the next year, when we're all at all the conferences together, that you will be winning more and more awards. I want to congratulate all of our six winners in the different categories, and I wish I would have gotten like drum roll music, because at this point in time, we want to announce our overall 2018 Authors on the Air Network Book of the Year. It is my honor and my privilege to announce that book to Deborah Webb for There Once Was a Child.
Oh, thank you so much.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Don't you cry. You'll make me cry because I love that.
I can't help it.
Deborah, your book just touched so many hearts. And when our readers, and we have hundreds of people who nominate, it was unanimous it was overwhelming support from you, plus your street teams, your friends, your readers. What an amazing, amazing book. And I want to
thank you so much
for writing this book. It's beautiful. Will you please tell everybody a little bit about this book? A little bit more than we talked about.
You know, this book, it was, you know, I have two daughters, and they both have been doing nothing but having babies the past few years. So I have all these grandchildren. And, you know, I guess that's one of the things that made me start to think about it is children and how precious and how fragile they are and how fleeting it can be if one moment they're there and the next moment something happens. And of course, I have two daughters. And, you know, you always worry about how things will be for them. And so when I came up with the character Olivia Newhouse, it was she was a person who had everything, it would seem. And I needed to turn her world upside down and take her to dark places that she wasn't aware she recognized, but she did. And it was just one of the toughest journeys as an author that I have taken. And I really love the characters. I love her partner, Walt. I love every part of this book. And I think when you love the characters that much, that maybe the readers can tell, I don't know. And I think it kind of helps them shine when you love them so much. I try to love every character, but there are some that are just closer to you than others. And this was these characters, Walt and Olivia, they're just amazing to me.
Well, you know something, they were amazing to read about. They were amazing I read the book out loud over and over, and your dialogue, your sense of character, everything is so strong in this, as are everyone else. And I want all of you to know that have won in your individual categories that this was not my choice. These are choices that are made by readers. But I want to congratulate every single one of you. Peng Shepherd for science fiction, Cole Williams for children's book, Carolyn Brown for women's fiction, Jennifer Hillier for thriller, Deborah Webb for romantic suspense and book of the year, and Tina Sesetic for romance. Congratulations, my wonderful, wonderful friends. I am honored to know all of you and to have read all of your beautiful work. I wish you a happy holiday, and I look forward to 2019 and more wonderful books.
Thank you, Pam.
Thank you so much. Congratulations to everyone.
Congratulations to all of you. We love you at the Authors on the Air Global Radio Network. I wish you all a happy holiday and health and happiness in 2019. And I also want to say thank you to our readers, our listeners, our followers. We are 3 million strong listeners in 40 countries with over a million collective social media followers. The hosts in this network are the best there are. I want to give a big shout out to Tessa Russ, who was our network administrator, without whom none of this could ever happen. Ladies, in the year of Me Too, you've kicked some major ass, and I'm so proud to know you.
Thank you.
Honored to be here with all of you.
Happy holidays, everyone, and thank you for being with me, and thank you, Mom and Dad.
Thank you very much.
Good night, everybody. Good night.